We've been talking about Family Day, which is coming up, and license-free fishing, which I mentioned at the top of the show. We're going to talk to the Honorable John Jakubowski, the Minister of MNRNF, about license-free fishing, et cetera. Well, one of the places that you might want to look into when you're planning on what to do with that wonderful opportunity not to have to buy a fishing license... Oh, boy. Anyways, you might want to book a wonderful weekend or week or day at Merlin Park Cottages and Motel in, right on the Bay of Quinte near Picton, the fishing capital of the world, because it is the place to be. And joining us now to talk to us about it and all good things Bay of Quinte, our good friend Kevin Labors. Good morning, Kev.
Good morning, Hans. How are you?
Doing great, buddy. Haven't seen you in a while. You keeping well?
Keeping very well. Lots of fresh air.
Nah, no kidding. How fresh is the air down there this morning?
Oh, it's a good, what, minus 15 today.
Beautiful.
But we got a full house of fishermen. They don't seem to care.
They never do, do they? It's unbelievable. They never do.
I'm assuming they see the walleye, they warm up.
I'm assuming, Kevin, the ice conditions are good.
Oh, very good. We got like 9 inches of ice, so pretty safe here in front of my place. I can't say for everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, there's some areas in Quinte that have a lot of current. We just had somebody go through down over at Green Point. Lots of current. And, yeah, it wasn't good news, but he ended up being okay, so.
Oh, boy. Hopefully he was wearing a flotation device of some sort. But,
well, exactly.
Yeah. So give us a lay of the land. You know, you've got your finger on the pulse of Bay of Quinte when it comes to walleye migration. How is it looking? Where are the fish right now?
They're in the water.
Attaboy.
We got lots of areas where there seems to be lots of current, so there's more fish biting there even like during the day, but there's always a really good morning bite and there's always a good evening bite. So you can pretty much go anywhere and you have a good chance at a walleye morning and evening. During the day, there's areas where you can catch them during the day, and that's where there's more current. So you have to be careful. Go where there's other tracks, you know, or there's four-wheeler tracks or sled tracks, and you know it's pretty safe. And you see with City of Ice Huts out there, you know you have a good chance at it.
Are there a lot of folks who spend the night out on the ice down in the bay?
No.
No, okay.
Not really. I mean, you know, I think they do that on Simcoe where you can go out and spend the night. But I don't know. I don't find it. I've had customers ask me because we got huts where you can lay down in the huts, but kind of unsafe where you got that propane tank going, you know.
Yeah.
You never know if you fall asleep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't recommend it, but...
And besides, why would you want to do that when you've got perfectly good, warm, nicely appointed rooms sitting at Merlin Park Cottages and Motel? Like, I don't get it, you know?
Yeah. I tell them they could sit on their deck and, you know, watch the tip-ups, but it's illegal.
So tell me about, for somebody listening right now that has never been to your place or worked with you out on the ice, et cetera, give us a lay of the land. What can folks expect? And also I want to know what sort of costs we're looking at.
Well, we've got 2 and 3-bedroom cottages there where, you know, if you get four people together, you can split the costs, and it usually works out to about $50 per person. You know, for a cottage, and then we charge $45 for an ice hut with the bait included, your heat and the possible transportation. We got sleds and 4-wheelers. We could bring anybody older out or can't walk, but it's not far. And these guys, I don't know if anybody wants to check out my Facebook page, but we got tons of pictures of fish that they're catching on a regular basis. We got. Like yesterday, the guys caught 70 perch, and they had about 15 of them around 12 inches, 12 and a half inches.
Wow.
Those are nice jumbos. And they fed 11 people yesterday. With one group had a couple cottages with 11 guys. They said, we had a fish fry with perch.
Wow.
So,
you know,
and they said they had the cameras down there, and they're seeing walleye swimming around, like 10-pounders. I've seen, personally, 10-pounders. I had one grab my perch lure, which are tiny little hooks.
Yeah.
I literally have the thing engulf the whole little spoon with the minnow. I set the hook and just pull it right out of his mouth because I got these little tiny hooks on there. I immediately switched up to the bigger lure, and sure enough, he didn't come back. But, you know, you have a chance of catching a bigger fish here, you know.
What's been the big fish so far this season?
Oh, there was a friend of mine about 10 minutes away from here on Big Island. He got a 16-something through the ice. Yeah, he's... Oh, incredible. Got the pictures and everything. A 16-pounder. Like, that's a beautiful walleye.
Now, be honest with me, Kevin. What are the chances of somebody listening right now that says, yeah, you know, I've never caught a double-digit walleye in my life. You know, everything's 2 pounds, 3 pounds max. What are the chances of people getting an honest-to-goodness 10-pound-plus walleye out of the Bay of Quinte if they come down for, say, a weekend?
Weekend, like through the ice or November?
Through the ice. No, through the ice.
Through the ice. Pretty much. This thing is that this year and last year, we had a year class of a lot of 4 or 5 pounders that are in the bay now. So most of the time you're getting those fish.
Yeah.
If you look on the Quinte boards and those type of boards, you see guys catching tens all every day. Every day. But I mean, there's a lot of guys out there, so on the average, I'd say probably at least guys that are staying here 1 a week, where the guy will come up and say, yes, it was a 9 or 10 or, you know, a 12-pounder, because they're just full of eggs now. So, you know, a 9-pound fish would be 12 pounds now with all the eggs in his belly.
Well, listen, here's my thinking on that. For a couple of $100, which is, sounds like it's all somebody's going to need to come out and spend a bit of time with you, that is a cheap date. Michael, are you paying attention? Because that's, you and I are looking for a vacation place. I mean,
you know what? I've had the pleasure of being to Merlin Park as well, and it was excellent.
Exactly.
I would happily go back.
Exactly. So for a couple of $100, your chances are pretty damn good of getting into a double-digit walleye.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. And for sure, you're going to have probably the fishing experience of your life through the ice by going down to the Bay of Quinte. Anyways, my friend, they can get more information at merlinpark.com. I'm sure every question can be answered there. If not, give Kevin a call. He'll personally look after you. Appreciate it. Appreciate you joining us, Kevin. Go out and enjoy some of that minus 15 degree weather.
Oh, we will. Thank you so much.
All right, brother. Kevin Lavers, Merlin Park Cottages and Motel, Bay of Quinte, near Picton, Ontario. It is the walleye capital of the world. No question about it. Check them out, merlinpark.com. More journal after this. Let's dare go away.